Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin. And we begin a brand new perek, B'nei Isha Yotza. We're continuing from the beginning of the Masechta, basically going forward from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. And the previous perek dealt with the things that a person takes care of before Shabbos, their animals. And now we go to what a person is allowed to go and wear outside from Erev Shabbos, and that's when you put them on, Mistama, and now you're going into Shabbos. So that's the order why the Rebbe placed these Mishnayis, these Prokem, in the order that they are. There are many other reasons as well. In any event, we begin B'meh Isha Yotza or B'meh Eina Yotza. With what type of adornments is a woman allowed to go out with? Rashi says, Devi Tachshit. These are all adornments over here. This is jewelry. Below Masoi, and it's not a carrying. And Midaraisa, this is all permissible. So there aren't Isurim Daraisa that we'll be learning in this Mishnah. However, there is a concern, Rashi says, V'ikud Devi Tachshit. The rabbis, however, made certain gezeiros over here for the items in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to go and wear out, because the woman might come, again, we're dealing here mostly with talking about women, but the same thing applies to men, just women more commonly wore jewelry, that's why it's discussing women. So the rabbis made gezeiros over here for men and for women, Dilma Sholfa, the person, in this case the woman, might go and take off Umachbil Chaverta and show it to a friend, because it's a chosh of a friend because of the desire to show this jewelry off to a friend, and she'll forget herself. And she'll come to carry it dalet amos in the shusar rabbin. So therefore, all of our Mishnah over here is going to be discussing various gezeros that the rabbis instituted, and a woman can't go out with this. Sometimes they said she could go out into her yard, just a concern that she shouldn't go into the Shusar Rabbim. Other times, no, she can't even go out into her yard with these things. So with that mini introduction, let us begin. B'meh Isha Yotza, with what is a woman allowed to go out with on Shabbos? B'meh Eini Yotza, and what can a woman not wear out on Shabbos? Again, all of these are not talking about real caring. That would be an Issa Deraisa. That's not what our Mishnah is talking about. But because of the Gzeres that the rabbi said, because Dilma Osi Lasuya Dal Amos, because she may come to carry it Dal Amos in the Shusar Rabbim when she forgets and takes it off. So we start off with the lo tzeitzeis, the thing she's not allowed to go out with. So the Mishnah tells us, lo tzeitzei isha, a woman cannot go out on Shabbos, lo b'chutei tzemer, she's not allowed to go out wearing various types of threads made of wool, or lo b'chutei pishton, certain types of threads made out of linen, flax, lo b'ritzur shirosho, and other types of straps that are in her head. Now, what is going on over here? So Tosus explains, Top Tosus over here in the Farsh Gemara, the Gemara is going to tell us, Mishum Dilma Misrame Lo Tfila. All of these is a concern that this woman may have to go to the mikvah and Tfila Shal Mitzvah, which is allowed to be done on Shabbos. The Shari Lehu, she's going to untie these various threads from her hair. For Asi Lesinu, Arba Amos Mishusarab. And she'll forget to put them back on, and she'll end up carrying them down with Amos and Mishusarab. And on this, Omer the Ri tells us, "Dahinu dafka bechutin she'ena nesudin b'kliyas haseyar." We're talking here about these threads that are not braided into her hair; they're just attached to her hair. Avochutin hanesuyin b'kliyas haseyar. If they're actually braided into her hair, yotzabem, she would be allowed to go wear them outside, because the bahano, with such types of braided into the hair threads, leko lemigzar. There is no concern over here. The rabbis wouldn't have made exera duma shayilu that she's going to untie it. Kedetnam b'matzniya, as we're going to learn a little bit later on in the Masechta, the Iko l'kalapachos iser shvuz b'godelis, that there is a problem over here if you were to go and put these in on Shabbos, and therefore there's likewise a saruhu, the chi hechi, the yesh iser b'asiyas kliya, just like there'll be a problem to braid them on Shabbos, hochanami yesh iser b'stiras kliya, and there likewise would be a problem in taking them out. So there's no concern that the woman's going to unbraid them from her hair, and therefore there is no reason to make the gzeira that maybe she'll carry them, shema, that she's going to go, and Amos. So therefore, Tosus explains that we're talking here that it's loosely tied to her, but not braided in. And then it seems to say in the Mishnah, we go to the Mishnah, she wouldn't be allowed on a weekday to go and immerse in a mikvah unless she loosened them. So the Gemara is going to say, what in the world is this doing over here? So I'll explain it right now, that we're talking here, as I already pointed out from Tosos, that these chutim, the pishton, the tzemer, the other threads that she has in her hair, barosha, the concern is that she'll go and loosen them when she goes into the mikvah. So it tells us the din over here, that you're not allowed to go into the mikvah with them unless they're loosened up, because it's going to be a chatzitza, an interposition between the woman and the mikvah, it will be a chatzitza if she has these things tied to her hair. That's why it brings in, lo sitbo bem achatarapim, even on a weekday, you wouldn't be allowed to go into the mikvah with them unless they were loosened up because of the chatzitza aspect. Then it tells us furthermore, v'lo b'to tefes v'lo b'sar bitin, she's not allowed to go out with these certain types of adornments as well. The Gemara is going to explain, to tefes is a little bit like the tefillin. It's not obviously tefillin, it's wearing some of the adornment, they call it a frontlet. So she's not allowed to go out with that. And likewise, is sarbitin. The Gemara is going to explain to us that these sarbitin are a certain type of adornment that's attached to her svacha, to her hat. And in any event, she's not allowed to go out with these as well, bisman she'enon tefurim, unless they're actually sewn into her svacha, into her hairnet, into her hat. If they're sewn in, then there's no concern that she's going to take them out. But if they're not sewn in, there's a concern she could take them out and carry them dalet amos b'rishus harabim. Likewise, she can't go out lo b'chovul. The Gemara will have a whole discussion what exactly this chovul is. It's some sort of like a cap, a hat of some sort. But here it says only l'rishus harabim. She can't go and wear this into l'rishus harabim, which the Gemara will learn, but she's allowed to go into her yard with this because there's less of a concern in this situation with the kovel than there is with some of these other things. We'll wait till we get to the Gemara to explain why not. Likewise, she's not allowed to wear the lobi irshel zohav. This is some sort of like a tiara that was made out of gold, a very nice piece of jewelry, but she can't go with it because she may come to take it off and show it to people and by accident then carry it dalet amos b'rishus harabim. Likewise, but katla, she can't go out with a choker. Katla literally comes from the word katal, to go and kill, to choke. And this is a type of jewelry. We have this today, a tight-fitting necklace around the neck. She can't go out with that as well. We'll explain why not. Below b'nizomim, nizomim is specifically rings that you wear in your nose, as opposed to earrings. She can go out with earrings, but nizomim, rings that you wear in your nose, we don't allow her to go out with. Again, with all of these things, we're concerned that she may come to take it off and carry it dalet amos in the shusarabim. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, "V'lo b'tabas she'ein ole achosem." She can't go out with a ring that doesn't have a chosem, a signet ring. So she's not allowed to go out with that. And if it has a signet ring, so then it would be a different problem. That for a woman would actually be an issa d'araisa. So here it's telling us that there's an issa d'rabanan over here on the tabas she'ein ole achosem. And v'lo m'machat she'ein nakuva. She can't go out with a needle that doesn't have a eye in it. It doesn't have a hole in it. Again, it's not to imply that you can go out with a needle that has an eye in it. That would be an issa d'araisa. But here, it would be just an issa d'rabana. Again, the concern would be she may come to take it off and carry it dalet amos in the shusarabin. And therefore, with all of these, they're all issurim d'rabanan. Im yotzes, if a woman went out by accident wearing any of these items, eino chayeves chatos, she's not over an issa d'araisa by accident, and therefore there would be no carbon chatos over here that she would be required to bring. Again, you're not allowed to do this, they're only issurim d'rabanan, but if you did them by accident, there is no bringing of a chatos. Gemara asked the question I already pointed out before, tefillah, man dekar shema, what in the world was tefillah doing in the middle of this Mishnah dealing with Hilchos Shabbos? Why was this brought in? I already explained, and here's where I got it from. The Gemara says, I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I'm a Rabbi Ravua, ma tam ka'amar. The Mishnah over here is explaining why you can't go out with the chutin of Pishta and the chutin of Tzemer, the Ritzua Shabarosha. The reason is because ma tam lo teitze isha lo b'chutin Tzemer v'lo b'chutin Pishta, b'nei shomer chachamim, because Chazal said, b'chol, on a weekday, lo sitbo b'hen, on a regular weekday, you can't go and dunk in the mikvah because it's a chatzitza, because this interpositions between the woman and the water. These tight chute tzemer and chute pishton are a chatzitza between the water and her hair. V'kivin d'b'chol, lo sit bo b'hem achetirapim. Since on a weekday you have to loosen them before you go to the mikvah, so the rabbis will go there on Shabbos, lo teitze, don't go out with them on Shabbos, because maybe, dilma misrami lo tilo shemitzvah, she's going to have to go to the mikvah, somebody's going to come up, and she's going to have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, which technically, of course, is allowed, and v'shayelahu, and therefore, she'll go to the mikvah, she'll say, oh, I have a chatzitza, she'll loosen the item, she'll untie it, and what will happen? She'll forget to put it back on. V'osi l'asuyinu arba amos mishus harabim, and she'll come to carry it dalet amos and mishus harabim. Before she'll say, the same thing would apply if she went from the mishus harabim into the mishus hayachim, but Rashi brings down, it's just more likely that she'll carry it dalet amos and mishus harabim, so that way it gives us this reason for the gzeira. The same thing would apply, of course, if she brought it in into her house from the mishus harabim. Fine. That's the reason of the Gemara. Boy, Mene, Rav Kahana, Rav. Rav Kahana asked Rav the following shayla. Tiki chalilosa, mai. What about this item called Tiki Chalilosa? Rashi explains over here that this is Sharsharos Shalchutin Chalulos Va'agulos. This is some sort of chains over here of threads that are hollow and round. Mahu, what's that locha? L'kloa behem l'sara. Rashi is asking that the question over here is, are you allowed to go and braid this into your hair, v'lotzis b'shabbos, and go out with him on Shabbos, she'ein yuchol l'moschon u'l'dochakon al ha'sera b'chazoka, v'amayim nichnosim ba. Because these types of things cannot be tied in so tightly to the hair that they cause a chatzitza. The nature of these tiki chalilosa is that it's just not going to cause a chatzitza. And therefore, the question of Rav Kahana asks Rav, Rashi explains, Miboyle, he's asking his Rebbe, Rav Kahana was a Talmud Chaver of Rav, and he asked him, Miboyle, mi hevi chatzitza? Is this considered a chatzitza? Velo teitze behem b'shabbos, and therefore you can't go out with them on Shabbos because of the gzeira, mishum gzeiras, tefilas mitzvah, that you may come to carry it down with Amos Rabim. Or do we say, Olo, hevi chatzitza? We say, no, it's not really capable of making a chatzitza, and therefore there's no concern that you'll take it off because you don't have to. That's the question that Rav Kahana asked Rav. So Rav replies and he says, Amalei, Arik Amris, you're asking me about something that's woven over here? Something that has a weave to it? Oh, not a problem. Koshu Arig lo gozu, something that is woven, there is no concern over here of chatzitza. By definition, it's not going to be a chatzitza, and therefore there's no concern that she'll undo it, and therefore there's no concern she'll carry it down in Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So this Tiko Chalilasa is not a concern, Rav says. Gemara says likewise, Itmanami, it says likewise, Amar Rav Huna Brei the Rav Yeshua, he said the same thing, Koshu Arig Lo Gazu, anything that over here is woven, it's the material over here is something that is woven, so then the water can get through it, and it's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore there's no gzeiro v'yev shema that you may come to go, and osil asuye dalet amos in the Rishus HaRabim. Fine, so we have over here, Rav Huna Brei the Rav Yeshua agreeing with Rav. V'ikud d'amre, others said that a slightly different version of what he said, not that he said straight out, koshu orig lo gazru, but he said, Amar Rav Huna Brei the Yeshua, he said, I saw my sisters, chazina l'achbosi, the lo kapten alayu. Rashi explains over here, when his sisters went to the mikvah, so he saw litlan meroshan kishen rochatzos b'chamim. He saw that they did not take it off. They weren't makbid to take it out. Alma, he said, aile b'hu maya, the water obviously gets in through this woven material, shaper, gets in very well. And therefore, afilu l'hanasu chitza, even when they're washing themselves up, not going to the mikvah, they don't take it off, and therefore, v'kivan, shekein, le'inyan, tefila, namilo, tzricha l'atiran, therefore, they wouldn't take it off when they went to the mikvah, umutu lo tzeis b'em b'shabbos. The rabbis would not go there over here on Shabbos. The ha, imisrami tefila, because should a tefila arise, lo sharala, they're not going to undo it, lo mishum chatzitza, not because of a chatzitza. And he adds over here, v'lomishum k'peida, that it doesn't bother them that they're wearing this when they go even and wash themselves, and it's not going to bother them when they go to the mikvah. So this is a slightly different reason than the first opinion that we brought down in his name that said, koshu orig lo gazru. So Gemara asks, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ma'ika ben hachlishna u'ben hachlishna. The first reason was koshu orig, and the second one, he says his sisters weren't makbid on it. So Gemara says, there's a difference between the two. The tinifon, what happens if it was dirty? As Rashi says, dimitnafi, Rashi has a slightly different girsa, he says, dimitnafi, shenitnafu hanach tichi betit. If these ticha chalilosas were somehow muddied, they have mud on them, they're dirty. So therefore, lahach lishna, according to the first version, domar koshu orig, lo gazru, according to the first version that we had, that he said it's just because it's woven, so honami orig, this is also orig. So therefore, the fact that it's dirty has nothing to do with anything. If it's woven, there is no concern about a chatzitza. The water can get through the weave, and therefore, it's het to gomer, whether it's dirty or whether it's not dirty. But according to the second version, ulahach lishna diamis mishum kpeida, he said, nice, sisters weren't bothered by the fact that they were wearing this. The water can get in even when they're washing themselves up, but that's when it's clean. Kivan de tanifa, but if it's dirty, then mikbat kapta layu. Nobody goes to the wash the hair with dirty stuff. If you have filth in your hair, so you're not going to wash your hair with that. You're going to take it off, because it's just going to make your hair dirty. So therefore, if the reasoning is because of their makbid or not about it, so then if it's dirty, there will be makbid to take it off. So according to the second version, if it was dirty, they wouldn't be allowed to wear it outside. Here there would be a concern that they would come to take it off and forget to put it back on and carry it down at Amos, Rishus HaRabim. Gemara continues and says, Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah in Mikvos. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about chatzitzas of an Adam. Rashi points out, the end of the Mishnah, Mishum Detani Hossam, Elu Chotzin Bekelin. The end of the Mishnah over there in that parak talks about things that are making an interposition, a chatzitza by Kelim. So therefore, at the beginning, it talks about Elu Chotzin Be'odam. That's why this Mishnah starts off with the following things make chatzitza by a person. In any event, it says in the Mishnah in Kelim, Chute Tzemer, these Chute Tzemer, the Chute Pishtan, these threads over here of wool and of linen, Varetzua Shibaroshe Habanos, and the strands, the other types of threads that the girls wear in their hair. So all of these, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, they in fact are a chatzitza, like we had in our Mishnah. And along comes Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Shel Tzemer, Vishel Seyer, if it's wool, so he disagrees with the Tanakhama on the Chute Tzemer, he says, if they're Chute Tzemer, and he adds, Vishel Seyer, if they're Chute Seyer, ain't Chotzesin. Hair over here that is connected to hair, and wool that is connected to hair, aren't considered a chatzitza. Why? Because the water can get through. They're not tight enough around the hair that the water can't get through. And therefore, the Yehuda holds that the Chute Tzemer, as well as Chute Seyer, strands of hair, aren't considered a chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah in Kalim says. Now, Gemara comments on this and says, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, the Kulam Beroshi Abano Shinino. This is talking about both what the Tanakhama said for the Chute Tzemer and the Chute Pishtan, is talking about with girls. Kulam Beroshi Abano Shinino. They're chatzitza over here. More questions. Why is Rav Huna telling us this? Maskevler Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna, "Lemutemai, what exactly were you saying when he says that all of this applies to Roshe Habanos, the heads of these girls? What exactly are you telling us over here as the Chiddush by telling us it applies to the heads of the girls? Lemutemai, as opposed to what? So Ilemo Lemute Ditzavor. If you're telling me, yeah, on the head, according to the Tanakhama, the Chute Tzemer, the Chute Pishtan, according to Rav Yehuda, the Chute Tzemer are not a chatzitza, neither are the Chute Seyor, the hair. So the ties of hair to hair aren't a chatzitza. That's only on the head. Ilemo Lemute Ditzavor, as opposed to around the neck, it would be. So Gemara says, Udemai, what are we talking about over here? Ilemo Lemute Ditzemer, if you're telling me it's the Chute Tzemer over here that the Tanakhama says doesn't make a chatzitza on the tzavor, it only makes a chatzitza on the head, so that doesn't make any sense. Hashtarach agabi koshechot says, if you have the Chute Tzemer, Tanakhama says, on the harder hair, so that makes a chatzitza, according to the Tanakhama. So certainly, if you tie this around the flesh of the neck, rach agabi rach miboya, would the Tanakhama be needing to tell me that? Of course not. So then, it can't be excluding that. So therefore, ve'elo lim'ute dechute pishtan. Oh, it must be that it's talking about dechute pishtan. So Gemara says that's also the same question. Hashta kosha agabi kosha chotzei. So pishtan is harder than the wool. The water certainly can't get into the pishtan when it's tied to the hard hair. So certainly, if it's hashta kosha agabi kosha chotzei, so certainly kosha agabi rach mi boye. Would you have to tell me that in the soft neck it gets in even further and makes even a bigger chatzitza? So why did Rav Huna come to tell us over here that it's Berashe Abanos and not other places? So El Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explains as follows. Hainu Tain the Rav Huna. This is what Rav Huna was Mechadish for us over here. The fish ain't Isha Chonekis is Atzma. No, the whole Chiddush is that they don't put it so tight around the neck. And therefore, around the neck, it's not considered a Chatzitza because they don't tie it so tight. As opposed to on the hair, they tie it very tight. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. More questions this. Esav Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, really? Habanos yotzos mechutin shebazneim. We learned in the Braisa that you can go out, the women would go out, the girls would go out with chutin shebazneim. They would go and wear some sort of a string through their ears. Mistama, they're talking here where they had pierced ears, and as a result, they didn't want the ears to close off, the piercing to go off. The girls do this today when they go and pierce their ears, so they leave something in there in order to know some shamra. She says, shlo yisosim anekiv, so that the pierced earring that they just did, the pierced ear shouldn't get closed off if you don't leave something in it. So they used to put threads in it. They used to put pishtan linen in it over there. So a woman over here is allowed to go out with that in her hair, in her ear, because there's no concern that she'll take it out, because otherwise it would close off. Therefore, there's no concern, Shema, that she's going to go and carry it down the Ramas in the Shusar Rabban. However, but they don't go out with some sort of a tie. A chabok is some sort of a, Rashi says, anoke ritsuos, some sort of a necklace over here. And Rashi says that they didn't use this as a tachshit over here, and this would be similar to the chutin that they put in their ears, but this they weren't allowed to use. Why not? The Amris ain't isha chonek is atzma, and if you're telling me that they don't tie this so tight around the neck, if that's what you're saying, Rav Yosef, is what the chiddush of Rav Huna was, that they don't tie it so tight around the neck, so it's not a chatitz around the neck, but it would be a chatitz in the hair. So then he says, the Amris ain't isha chonek is atzma, so chavokin shibet savarein am I lo. So then why can't they go out with these strands that are tied around their neck? So the Gemara says, Amr Ravina, Ravina explains why not. We turn to the Amud Beis. Hacha, you know, we're talking about the katla skina. We are talking about here the choker. And this Brisa tells us that the woman can't wear these very tight things around their neck. Why not? In their ears, it's not a problem. They're not going to take it out. But around the neck, it is a concern. Disha chonek is a satzma, because the women do tie these things very tightly around their neck, and if they went into the mikvah, it would be a chatzitza, and therefore we have to be concerned that when they go to the mikvah, they will come to take it out, and then they'll carry it down the amas, which is a rabbin. What was the purpose of wearing these tight chokers around their neck? The nicha la shetera kibalas basar. In those days, it actually was different than today. It was good to look somewhat obese, and they would bedavka go and put these tight things around the neck to make the neck look fatter than it really was. So therefore, that was something that was considered beautiful in those days, to be obese, and therefore they made their necks look fatter. And this way, their women would go and wear these tight things around the neck for this beautification process, and therefore they would be concerned that if they went to the mikvah, they would have to take it off because it would be a chatzitza, and then they would carry it down the amas, which is a rabbin. So that's why in the ears, they would put the string through the pierced ear. There was no concern they would take that out because the ear would then close off, and they would lose the benefit of having the pierced ear. But here, the choker, they would take that off because that was for a temporary purpose to make them look balas basar, to make them look a little bit more shmeina, a little bit more fatty, and therefore that would be a concern. Fine, now we understand what Rav Huna said, why this around the neck is a problem, albeit around the head it's not. Now we go back and analyze that part of the Mishnah that we said in Mikvos, where Rav Yehuda Omer, he said, I disagree with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said Tzemer is not allowed. I say Tzemer is allowed. Shel Tzemer v'shel Seyor ain't chotzesin. I hold that the Tzemer, as well as the Seyor, aren't going to make chatzitza. Why? Because the water can get in. Ibnei Shamayim boyim bahem. So now we're trying to understand the Tanakhama. He said that this applies to both Tzemer and Seyor, and Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei seyor, that we paskin over here like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to the chutei seyor, in regards to the chutei tzemer, the Tanakam and Yehuda have a machlokas. But in regards to the seyor, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, wait a second, that implies that there's a machlokas over here. Amar leh Abaye. Abaye says to his Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, halacha miklal de pligi. You're telling me that halacha is we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to the seyor. But the Tanakhama didn't say boo about Seyor. The Tanakhama said, so Semer and Shel Pishtim isn't allowed. He didn't say Seyor is not allowed. So are you telling me that the Tanakhama argues with Yehuda and he didn't mention it? Halacha miklal de pligi? And you want to say, yeah, Taka, that's it. The Chitema, that the Tanakhama holds that the Seyor is in fact just like the Pishtan and the Semer, it is an interposition. It's a Chatzitza. So you want to tell me that? The Chitema. Ilad de Shamina mi Tanakhama da'i v'chutei Seyor. If you weren't going to say over here that the Tanakam is talking about the Chutei Seyor, so then Iunami lo have admired, the Rav Yehuda wouldn't have jumped in. Oh, the fact that Rav Yehuda says that Seyor is not a chatzitza, it must be, you're telling me, that the Tanakam says that Seyor is a chatzitza. Is that true? V'duma b'shem karmalu. Maybe Rav Yehuda was saying over here, ki hechi de modisu li b'chutei Seyor. Maybe he was saying, just like you agree with me, the chutei seyor aren't a chatzitza, so odli nami b'chutei tzemer. You should also agree with me about chutei tzemer. Who says you can learn, Rav Yosef, by yes, Rav Yosef, who says you're telling me over here that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by seyor because the Tanakhama disagrees? Who says that that's true? Maybe the only reason Rav Yehuda mentioned anything about seyor is to tell him, just like you agree with me by seyor, so too you should agree with me by the tzemer. But in fact, the Tanakhama agrees by seyor. So who says that there's a machlokis? So we, that you, Rav Yosef, have to go and say in the name of Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda in regards to chutei seyor. Maybe the Tanakham also agrees. So the Gemara says, Itmar, I'll show you that in fact is right. What Abaye is questioning over here is correct. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, modim chachamim Rav Yehuda b'chutei seyor. That the chachamim, that's Mestama, the Tanakham, they are agreement with Yehuda in regards to chutei seyor, that it's not a chatzitza. And we have a braisa, it says the same thing, Taninam Yochi, chutei tzemer chotzin, the chutei tzemer, they are chotzin, but chutei seyor ain't chotzin. the Chutei Tzeir are in Chotzer. Now that's the opinion of the Tanakama. And along comes Rav Yehuda, and he says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Shol Tzemer, Vishol Seir Eidzel Chotzer. He says, not only is the Seir not Chotzer Tzin, but even the Chutei Tzemer is not Chotzer Tzin. So again, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, they agree that the Chutei Seir are not Chotzer Tzin. So why, Abaye's question to Rav Yosef is very strong. Why are you saying, Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda when nobody argues with him? We normally don't say that the halacha is like somebody when nobody argues with him. And let's not stop here. The one says, Amar Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, Masnitsa Nami Daika. We have proof to this idea of Abaye from a Mishnah. What does it say there? It says in the Mishnah, a little bit later in the Masechta, Diktane, Yotza Isha Bechutei Seir, a woman is allowed to go out with these strands of hair that are tied to her hair, whether Bei Mishalo, Bei Mishal Chaverta, whether this is her own hair that she's tying to her hair, or whether it was like a sheitel, she's tying somebody else's hair to her hair. It's allowed. Now, money, who's the author of this Mishnah later on? Ilema Rav Yehuda, if you're telling me it's only Rav Yehuda, so then it shouldn't have said over here Chutei Seir, it should have said Afilu Chutei Tzemer Nami. It would have been more appropriate to point out that even by Tzemer, not only by Seir, but even by Tzemer, he says you can go out with it. So therefore, this obviously must be Elolav Rabbanani, this is the Tanakhama, this is the Chachamim's opinion. Ushma mina b'chutei Seir lo plige. So therefore, Abaye's question of Yosef, why are you telling me that Halach is like Rav Yehuda? It really doesn't make sense because, in fact, the Halach is like everybody. Nobody disagrees with Rav Yehuda's statement that Seir is not Chotzeis, Shema Mino. All of these are, in fact, good proofs, and indeed, the Tanakhama doesn't argue with Rav Yehuda. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo b'to tefes, the woman is not allowed to go out with this totefes, my totefes. What exactly is this totefes? So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explains that this is something called Chumarta Diktifta. Rashi explains, Kesher Sha'osin Lirufuos, Kituf Ayin Ra Shalotishlo. So he says that this is some sort of a kameya. This is some sort of like an amulet that they would tie on to the woman to be protective against an Ayin Ra. It shouldn't somehow have an Ayin Ra against her. So Gemara says, Amale Abaye, Abaye says to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Teheveki Kameya Mumcha Vitishtri. So then, if it's a kameya, so then you're allowed to wear a kameya on Shabbos. After all, if it's effective, so then this is allowed to be worn. So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Yehuda Mishmei Dabai, it's not this kameya, it's not this chumrta dekatifta. You know what it is? Apuzainu. It's something called apuzainu. Rashi says over here, a French word, frontal, a frontlet, shows off. It's made out of gold. It's some sort of a gold type of a tiara over here that they wear on their forehead. It's called totefes in the Farshim explained because that's the place where they wore the tefillin. So therefore, when a woman wears this ornament over here, it's called a totefes. And Tanyanam Yochi, the Brisa says this as well. Yotza Isha b'svacha hamuzheves. A woman is allowed to go out with a svacha, like a hairnet or a hat of some sort that's it has adorned with gold. And ubetotefes, and she can also go out with this totefes. Ubesarvitin hakavuin ba, but she can only go out with the totefes or with the sarvitin, which we haven't explained yet, but we will explain it in a moment. So these types of things, if they're attached over here, kivuin ba, there's no concern that the woman is going to take it off, because the only way she could take it off would be if she took off this hat, if she took off this svacha, and no woman would go in public with her hair open. That's not allowed. So therefore, the married women would always wear this svacha, and there's no concern if these totefes and sarvitim were kivuin ba, that they can't be taken out by themselves. The only way she could show it to somebody else would be to take off her hat. And no woman, no married woman, would take off her hat in public. Therefore, there was no reason for the rabbis to make gzeira when it was kivuin ba. If it wasn't kivuin ba, then she may take it off. But if it's kivuin ba, there is no concern. What exactly are this totefes and sarvitin? So Gemara says, Ezo totefes, Ezo sarvitin. So Amar Rabbi Vo. Rabbi Vo tells us the totefes is a mukefes lomi ozen lo ozen. It goes from ear to ear. So it's again some sort of like a tiara, some sort of a band, a frontlet that goes from, of course, her forehead, from one ear to the other ear. So it's horizontal across the top of her head. And the sarvitin is hamagin lo ad l'chaya. That's something like vertically coming down. Rashi explains, it goes down from her head, from this hat, and korchoso v'solulo alechayot goes down to her jaw, mikan on both sides. So it's some sort of a string or thread that comes around from both sides that comes down underneath her jaw. That's what this sarvitin is. Fine. Furthermore, Am Rav Huna, Anios, Osin Osan Shomini Tzivonim. The poor women, they would make this out of just colored threads. The rich women, Ashiros, Osin Osan Shokesev Shozov. They would make these out of gold or out of silver. Again, these were adornments. So when they're kavua, and they couldn't be taken off, and there's no concern that they'll take off the headwear because of not uncovering their hair, so then it was allowed to be worn. If they're not attached, so then there's a concern that they'll take them off and show them to their friends, and they'll forget, and they'll carry it to Alam, which is a rabbi, and that's when the rabbis would go there. Then we said in the Mishnah that a woman can't go out also be kovul. What is this kovul? So Amar Rav Yana. Rav Yana says, I have no idea. Kovul's at any of them out. I don't know what this kovul is. It gives possibilities. I kavlo di avdo tnan. Does it mean over here the kavlo di avdo? What is that? Rashi says, chosem, some sort of a insignia, sha'osin li eved b'chsuso, some sort of a brand that they would sew onto their garment over here, and the Eved would wear it to prove that he's an Eved. Hochacha shu Eved. That's what our Mishnah says. The Shivcha lo teitzibah. The woman shouldn't go out wearing it. The Shivcha shouldn't go out wearing it because she's going to take it off. And she doesn't want to show everybody that she's a servant. And therefore she'll carry it. So therefore, he says, I don't know if this Kavul, our Mishnah, is talking about this Kavla, the Avda. But that would imply only that can't be gone out with avo kippa shaltem shabadami, but some sort of a kippa, a hat of some sort that's made out of wool, there is no concern because the woman wouldn't go and take it off. Now, even though she's wearing some other hat above it, Rashi says, kikova shetachas esvacha, this kavla over here is something that they wear underneath their hat. But still, you're not going to take it off because in order to take this hat under the hat off, you'd have to take off the major hat. And therefore, this kavul is not a concern that you'll take it off. Or, Rav Yana says, maybe not. O Dilma, the Mishnah is talking about this kavul, is Dilma the kippah, shel tzemet not. It's talking about this woolen kippah that's underneath the svacha. And we are concerned that the woman will somehow be able to take this off and leave her hair covered up with the hat above it, and therefore there is a concern that she'll carry Dal Amas, which is a rabbi, and certainly because she can kavul the avda. And if you're concerned about the kippah, you're certainly going to be concerned about the kavul the avda. So that's what Rav Yani says. I don't know exactly what this kavul in the Mishnah is talking about. So Amar Rabbi Yavo explains and says, Mistabra, it makes sense to say Kiman the Amar kippah shel tzemetan, like the more strict second version, that it's talking even about the kippah shel tzemer, and certainly the kavul the avda. And we have a brisa to support this. So Tani Nami Hochi. The brisa says, Yotza Isha Bekovul, a woman is allowed to go out with this kovul, will be istima lechotzer. And she go out with this kovul, or this itzdama, into the chotzer. What is this itzdama? So Rashi tells us, we'll explain this a little bit later on, but it's basically something that's worn lemata min hasvacha, underneath the svacha. Shema mina, that the kippah is also something that's worn underneath the svacha. So therefore, it's like the stricter second opinion of Rav Yanai. Rav Shimon Elazar disagrees. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Bekovul Ushus Harabim. She's allowed not only to wear this into the Chatzer, as the first opinion said, Yotza Isha Bekovul Vistamol Chatzer, but Rav Shimon Elazar says, Af Bekovul Ushus Harabim. She can even go out into the Ushus Harabim. And Klalam Rav Shimon Elazar, because he said the rule is as follows. Koshu Lamatim and Aswacha, anything underneath the Swacha, we're not at all concerned that the woman's going to take it off, because that would uncover her hair. And therefore, Yotzim Bo. However, kosher l'malam in a svacha, but something that's above the svacha, which could easily be removed, ain't yotzim bo. There we have to be concerned that Shema, she's going to go carry a dalet amos b'rishus harabim. What exactly is this istama? My istama? So Gemara says, bizyoni. It's something called bizyoni. It's an obvious question. My bizyoni. What is this bizyoni? So I'm a rab, kalya peruche. It's something called kalya peruche. Rashi says, this is mitznefes ketana. This is a small little scarf, which Rashi further then explains that after she puts on the svacha, there's still some hairs that are outside that don't get pulled in fully underneath her hat. And therefore, she then wears this kalya peruche to hold back any additional hairs that are outside and cover them up. Rashi explains, monas osan saros milotzis. It holds back, it prevents those hairs from being visible and being seen. And therefore, that is this kalya peruche, this istama, there's one underneath the svacha, and it's not a concern according to the Tanakam over here in your courtyard, and according to Rav Shimon Elazar, since it's under the hat, it's not a concern at all. You can even wear it outside. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Tana Rabbanan, shlosha dvarim nemru b'istama. We have three halachos that were said about this istama over here, this scarf that's worn underneath your hat, this svacha. Number one, ein ba mishum kilayim. There is no din over here of kilayim. Rashi says the material that this istama was made out of was levad, felt, korin feltra. The einotvuya, it's not woven, and there is no iser of kilayim because it doesn't have threads in it that could be linen and wool. Number two, the einam mitama b'negoyim. Rashi says the same reasoning over here. Mihai taima gufe the gabi negoyim siv nami beged. It must be a beged, and we learn out of here that must be from kilayim shua v'tavi. It must be woven, and if it's levad, if it's this felt, so then it's not considered a garment. So it's not considered a garment for kilayim, and it's not considered a garment for negoyim. And the third thing is Vein Yotzim Bo L'Rishus HaRabim. Like the Tanakam over here, that you're not allowed to go into Rishus HaRabim with it because he is concerned that you may come to go and take it out from underneath the Svacha and carry it down to Rishus HaRabim. So those are the three things that the Tosefta tells us. And a fourth one is added. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Amru. He said a fourth thing. Return to the Yom Aleph. Haaf Ein Bo Mishum Atoros Kalos. This also isn't included in the Gzeira. As Rashi says, it made Gzeira, Top Rashi, the Gozhu Alein, Shalotetzi Behan Michurban, Va'elech, after Nebuch, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so they wanted to downgrade the happiness in various activities of Jewish life. So they said that Kala can't go out with certain types of adornments. So some of these are called Ataros Kalos and can't go out with them. So this Istima is not included in that Gezerah. That's not considered a significant enough adornment that the rabbis would go on it. So that's what Rishima says. Ein bo mishum Ataros Kalos. With this we conclude today's shir.